Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. And with me again this Sunday morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm Goodman Strauss, math professor at the University of Arkansas. Last week, a puzzle about animals.
Animals, right. So we had animal A and animal B trotting across the Serengeti.
And that's all we know about these animals. They're A and B.
A and B. But the thing is that animal A can catch B, even if B has a head start, and vice versa. B can catch A, even if A has a head start.
Yeah, we gave, for an example, 20-yard head start.
Right. And the mystery is, how can this possibly be?
Because if they run at the same speed, then one would never catch the other.
Right. Well, we got a few interesting answers. I think the most interesting might have been Ramon, who said that whales could do it because they're longer than 20 yards.
So you could have...
I don't know. Of course, I've never seen a whale on the Serengeti, but...
So creative, but not quite what we're looking for.
Yeah. So... But Peter Hine gave a couple of answers that I think work. Well, at least one of them works. I wasn't quite sure what he meant by man and dolphin. But his other solution, I think, is exactly right. So he says a turtle and a hare.
And the concept behind this is?
Well, from the parable, the old Aesop's, is it Aesop or Aesop?
I think it's
never
Aesop,
known.
Yeah.
Aesop. Then the old parable was that the turtle would set out sort of slow and steady, and the hare would run for a while and exhaust himself, and then the turtle would catch up and go on. I think a real turtle and hare, probably this isn't true, but...
But the idea here is that a sprinter, if it's at a deficit of 20 yards, can catch the
right.
slow animal, whereas...
Slow and steady can catch the
because
sprinter.
Because most animals that sprint, such as a cheetah, they can't do that for long periods
exactly
of time.
Exactly right. Now, I don't know if it's really true, but I've heard that this is the case with a man and a horse. Of course, a horse can overtake a running man, a running human, but I've heard stories. I don't know if they're true.
I know I have put money at Oaklawn down on horses that I could have caught. So I think that is true.
And then another example might in one of these books I've got is a dog and a lion. A dog can trot for hours and hours, whereas a lion can spring and run, but not for very long.
You know, that's why cats sleep so much.
Oh, yeah.
Because they need that burst of energy when they're
yeah.
chasing prey.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I have a new puzzle this week.
Oh, good. I was hoping so.
Involving a dear friend of mine, Mr. Charles Ersatz, who is driving down to Fort Smith in his jalopy over hill and dale along Old 71.
Oh, he's on Scenic 71.
Beautiful Scenic 71. And, well, of course, you can't go too fast on Scenic 71.
You shouldn't anyway.
Especially in an old jalopy.
Right.
So let's suppose the trip was 60 miles down there. I think that's about right, isn't it?
Yeah, say he started around Greenland or West Fork and went to Fort Smith.
Okay, so he went down along those 60 miles, and he averaged just 30 miles an hour.
The whole way?
The whole way.
He averaged 30 miles an hour to get to Fort Smith.
In his old clunker along those twisty, hilly roads. Well, that was pretty frustrating, so he decided to buy a new car. He got a great, terrific, brand-new thing. And he was going to gun it up 540.
Ah.
Now, he wanted to average, so that the whole trip, he wanted to average 60 miles an hour.
The round trip from Greenland to Fort Smith and back to Greenland.
Right. And now the question is, how fast does he have to go?
And he went 30 miles an hour up 71B.
Right.
Got the new car. And he wants to make the whole round trip average 60 miles an hour.
Right.
When he went 30, okay, that sounds pretty easy to me.
Well, okay.
Because... if he went a rather dangerous 90 miles...
That's incorrect anyway.
What, if he went 90 miles an hour, that wouldn't average out?
Yeah, so that's this week's puzzle, is to work that one out.
Okay, so 90 is incorrect.
Well,
because, see, 90 and 30 would be 120.
Yeah,
okay. Send your answer that's not 90 miles an hour. Okay, all right, just send your answer to kuafinfo@uark.edu. That's KUAF... That's KUAFINFO at UARK.edu.
And we'll have some fabulous prizes, some bamboo breath. And we'll have some fabulous prizes, some bamboo brand math stickers and Ptolemy math cards.
All right. So think about that one. And,
okay.
And I'm going to be scratching my head over that one now, I guess.
Okay, great.
I'm Goodman Strauss, is a math professor at the University of Arkansas.
See you next week.
Regular visitor to Sunday, Ozarks at Large.